We were also keenly aware that for any Russian bomber to get past Miami to another part of the country and drop bombs on our cities or industrial complexes or military complexes, they had to get past us. Well, the only way to get past us was to wipe us out. So we knew that we were the first place that would be a target for Russian bombs to be wiped out before they could go farther north. As a result of that, we were on hot status 24/7. There were many times that we would get a blip on the radar, and the procedure was to send out a radar beam that would hit their transponder and require what we called IFF, Identification Friend or Foe. If they didn't send the right code back, then we went into an alert status. And as soldiers on the ground, we never knew if it was real or not till they identified themselves. So what would happen, the Russian bombers and Cuban fighters would actually get as close to us as they can. And to us, that was a real alert. And then, of course, the Navy and Air Force would scramble. We would scramble them. They would scramble out of Key West, Boca Chica, and Homestead Air Force Base. And we could actually see them as they would approach and then turn away. So we were on alert many times, not knowing what was going to come of it. I never sensed any hostilities. There was so much gratitude shown to us. We were being invited into the homes of the people in the neighborhood. As a matter of fact, we were treated great in the communities around the missile sites. For example, I remember what we would do is on Friday and Saturday nights, we would take a 5-ton Army truck up to the Carroll or the Miami Gardens shopping center up off of 183rd and loads teenagers on it. And we would go to the, forget the name of the drive-in theater up there off of the Palmetto Expressway in that area. And they would let the whole truckload in for free. We got to know, certainly as young single soldiers, started dating many of the young ladies in the community. Of course, some of the young high school guys didn't care a lot for that. But we got to be friends. We went out into the community on our off-duty time and got jobs like everybody else, delivering pizza for a little extra change here and there.